I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mission organizations aren't exempt from the tragedies and trials we face today. Yet as we'll learn in today's broadcast, they are often the best equipped to bring hope and other relief to people in need in these times of trouble. Up next, we're talking about the hope of the gospel and how you can be a part of bringing it to others. First, let's take a look at Turkey. It's rare these days to see a mission organization that isn't impacted by the trials and events of our times. Teach Beyond currently has a team stuck in Turkey amid the chaos that developed over the weekend. They're trying to get the team members home, but no solutions have been found. George Durance of Teach Beyond says these types of disruptions are becoming more common everywhere.
That is a microcosm of the kinds of things that are happening now on a regular basis. And in some ways, it's destabilizing, but in another way, we see doors of opportunity just kicked open in shocking ways.
There is some danger for Christians in Turkey, especially nationals. Durant says even though they operate according to the law, there are threatening social tensions. So today, we're asking you to pray for the team waiting to come home, for their families who are anxious for their return, especially for national Christians who continue faithfully in their work.
There is this sense of the world is coming apart at the seams, and we as Christians need to keep our eyes focused on the Lord, knowing that He's in control, that our times are in His hands, and that He is doing something through all this chaos that's there.
And South Sudan's peace deal from last year is on shaky footing. Extreme violence killed hundreds in Wau last month, and over 100,000 people fled their homes. Attacks are still ongoing in the country, and reports are emerging on the impact to children. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says they're taking care of children until they can reconnect with families, if they can.
There are around 40 children that are now missing, 120 children that have lost contact with their families. They've been separated from their families, and the number of children living on the streets has significantly increased over the past few weeks. There are kids that just have nowhere to go.
And this conflict carries an important message.
In South Sudan, but also in the States, in every country around the world, there is such a need for godly leadership, just good communication and a desire to understand other people's points of view. When that respect goes and that communication goes, it's very difficult then to heal the wounds.
Parker says pastors in South Sudan implore Christians around the world to pray for the country's leaders.
Pray that they will be committed to finding a positive way forward through dialogue, through negotiation, rather than through violence. Pray for a lasting solution to the current crisis throughout the country.
And you're listening to Mission Network News. How do you reach out to countries with some of the largest Muslim populations in the world? Helen Williams with World Missionary Press says that's the dangerous challenge they're figuring out with their work in Indonesia and Thailand.
Both of these places are places where you have to take special measures, if you will, or be aware, very aware.
World Missionary Press is getting creative in these places about outreach with a new app. The app features many of their booklets in visual or audio form and in several languages.
So I know we've got Portuguese, Spanish, Indonesian, English, and maybe French is on, and we're working on Hindi and a few other languages.
World Missionary Press is also printing inside countries and even shipping containers of booklets to those in need.
It's the Word of God, and we know that the Spirit can will use it, and the time is short, and as we work together, we know that the Lord will bless the labor.
For details on these stories and more, just visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like to get a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our free e-news delivered every morning. The daily emails feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, photos, and more. You can also look into One Way's Prayer Cast outreach, including resources to awaken hearts and create a deeper understanding of the role of prayer. Again, that's at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.